Tomorrow Perek, Hey Mishnah, Vav 5, 6, the last of the Perek. And since in the previous mission we discussed what are the effective expressions to effect Tamura, here we're going to discuss a little more about the proper formulation. The basic point of this Mishnah is that when one declares something to be a Tamura, meaning that B should be the substitute for A, there has to be a specific A in mind. It has to be a specific existing consecrated animal for which B is going to be the substitute. And therefore, says the Mishnah, if a person says, Harezu tachas chatas, or Harezu tachas ola, if one says this chulin B animal should be in the place of the achatas, or in the place of an ola, lo amar klum, that's halachically inconsequential. Nothing has happened. Because since he didn't identify a specific chatas, or ola, etc., that he was intending to transfer the kedusha from, so then it doesn't matter. It's not effective. If he says tachas chatas zu, however, if right in front of him there is a specific animal which is consecrated as the chatas, and then he has another animal which is chulin, and he says that this chulin animal should be tachas this chatas, then certainly that yes is effective. And similarly, if he says v'tachas ola zu, or he says this chulin animal should be in the place of this ola, which is consecrated, then that certainly will be affected. There's no real chiddush there. The point is we're going to contrast that where you have an obvious animal in front of you, where even if you don't have the animal in front of you, but there is a known specific animal. If a person says, tachas chatas, v'tachas ola, sheyeshli b'socha bayis. If a person says, this chulin animal should be the replacement for a chatas that I have back in my home, or the ola that I have back in my home, if there's specifically one chatas and this specific one he has in mind, or one ola, he specifically has that one in mind, but he says that even though the animal is not specifically in front of him, since he's identifying a specific particular animal, which would be the source of the kedusha to transfer onto this new chulin animal, then devarav kayam, and then his words stand, they're effective. Okay, now effectively the Mishnah has a new paragraph here. We're going to talk about consecrating invalid animals. So we're not talking about tamura here. We're just talking about like primary consecration. The Mishnah says, im amar al behema tamea, if a person says regarding a non-kosher animal, like a camel, bal balas mum, or a kosher animal that has a permanent blemish, now this is a three-legged cow, and he says, hare elu ola, he says that the camel should be an ola, or that the three-legged cow should be an ola, then lo amar klum, that statement has no halachic effect whatsoever, because it's sort of incoherent halachically. There's no such thing as an ola of a three-legged cow, no such thing as an ola of a camel. Hari elu la ola. Now, if he said, however, not this is an ola, but this should be for an ola. In English, that's the best I can do. In Hebrew, just it's a subtlety without the lamed. So we're saying, instead of saying hare elu ola, this is an ola, he says hare elu la ola, this should be for an ola. So then, instead of, the understanding is he's not intending to invest this particular camel with the Kedushas HaGuf of being a korban. It means he's saying this animal should be set aside as Kedushas Damim for its value to purchase a korban, an ola. The same way I could say this money is set aside for purchasing an ola, or I could say this object, you know, this barrel of wine is consecrated for purchasing the value to purchase a korban. So too I can say this camel is set aside for its value to purchasing an ola. And if he does that, yimachru, the halach is he'd have to then go and sell that camel or sell that three-legged cow, v'yavi b'damehem ola, and then use the proceeds of that sale, which I have, the money would have the kedusha of an ola, of like the value of an ola, and use that to purchase a proper korban ola and bring that.